You have this line in the book where you're on the beach dancing and it says, "I felt a glimpse of the freedom God longed for me to live into a reckless abandon, blooming into unencumbered joy." Do you think it's possible for anyone to feel that reckless abandonment and the unencumbered joy that God can give?
You know what? I hope so, right? I mean, good grief, to go through life without ever having a glimmer of that is despairing, you know? Mm-hmm. One thing I say in the book is that if you numb your lows, you numb your highs. And so part of, I think, what brings joy, as I say, joy is not the absence of darkness. It's the confidence that the darkness will lift. There's this sense of being able to walk through things that are hard because we trust what's coming on the other side is beautiful and joyful. And so sometimes when we're unwilling to face pain, or we want to numb out, you know, there's much less of a chance that we will actually experience the fullness of joy. Mm-hmm. But if we lament, if we make our home in the pain and we say, I want to walk through this. I want to feel permission to grieve so that I can be comforted while I grieve so that I can walk into joy. For a couple years there, I cried a lot. I did. I cried a lot. I was suffering from depression, but my refrain in that moment was, God, would you restore to me the joy of my salvation? Just restore it. Restore it. It became a refrain because that is a verse in scripture. Restore to me the joy. That means bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back. And sometimes I'd like cry while I'm saying it, but it would like give me hope. It would give me a whisper of hope. There's a Psalm 126. It's one of my favorite psalms. It says, "Those who sow in tears, burying the seed." It's a short six verse psalm, but at the end it says they will reap a harvest with joy and abundance, bringing in the sheaves. It's this kind of this juxtaposition between pain and sorrow and joy and fullness. It's like you can't have one without the other. I talk about this a lot with my friend Ann Boskamp. She wrote The Broken Way, and I wrote You Are Free, and we're like, you cannot, like, the brokenness almost ignites us into freedom. And the freedom comes from a place of brokenness because we've understand the fullness of walking through something and how our pain can often lead to our passion. You know, we felt fully in the pain and now we're feeling fully in the joy and the delight. So yes, I do think it's possible. I didn't believe it was possible for a while there. But I do absolutely, the more I'm honest with things that are hard, the quicker I work through them. You cannot heal what is hidden. So part of it's like just acknowledging what's hard and just saying, God, restore to me passion, restore my sense of ability to feel. Because when I can feel the pain, I know I'm going to be able to feel the joy too.